Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Great music on the show today because David is in the Jordana queue and he's queuing up all the 80s rock.
I like most of your tunes. Justin Bieber, I can live without.
All the 80s rock.
This is good music.
That is really good stuff. So very excited about our next guest, as we always are. Stephen Belton, the president and CEO of the Urban League Twin Cities, is joining us. Stephen, so happy to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Jordana. Good to be with you as always.
Appreciate it. Now, I know, well, I hope you have been watching, as we have been watching, the confirmation hearings of Ketanji Brown Jackson. It's been a fascinating look, really, and I love hearing about her background and hearing about the decisions that she's made in the past. What are some takeaways for you as you're watching this going on?
What, there's a Supreme Court nomination going on? Nobody told me.
You heard about that?
I didn't get the memo. Didn't get it.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, this is almost one of those kind of family affairs. I've got family members and relatives who are having watch parties for a Supreme Court nominees confirmation hearings. That's unheard of. It's unheard of. Not just because it's a watch party for, you know, a C-SPAN kind of moment, but the fact that it's been 233 years in the making. That's how long we've had a Supreme Court and how long we've had an absence of an African-American woman as a nominee. So this is just, I mean, it's a really positive, it's a important time. People are excited in the communities and the families that I'm part of. But at the same time, a real sense of vigilance because we know how these Senate hearings have become theater, not just for Judge Brown Jackson, but even in the previous, you know, several nominees, they've become political theater where, you know, you have, you know, about 2% of substance and 98% of political posturing. And people are very concerned and being vigilant about the ways that she's being portrayed and questioned and even attacked.
Yeah, it's political kabuki theater. You're right about that.
Absolutely.
Hey, shifting gears, talk a little bit about inflation, how it's impacting communities. We talk about the price of gas skyrocketing. It seems the price of everything is up. Inflation higher than it's been, correct me if I'm wrong, in 40 years. What are you hearing from your constituents, the impact for the communities that you serve, Stephen?
Well, a couple of things. One, we're hearing about the rise in prices, but also the scarcity of products. I mean, people are, you know, the inflation seems the target, or at least the most immediate ways it's impacting community members are just sort of on basic livability things. We're not talking about luxury items, but things like gasoline, like food, like diapers. even the cost of medicine. But it's also forcing people to think about supply chains and all the ways that, you know, the products that we use on a day-to-day basis are connected not only to gasoline in the sense that they're delivered by trucks usually and by airplanes that use fossil fuel, but also things like diapers, which have a composition of petroleum products as well, and plastics. And so people are being hurt by the basic livability issues. It's making the dollar stretch even further. Fortunately or unfortunately, part of the experience of the Black community in particular is that we know how to make a way out of no way. I was raised by a family that had economic challenges, and my mother could wring $2.50 out of a quarter every night. She managed to do it. And so people are having that sense of resilience, are having to get back in touch with that. And but it's a challenge, Paul. It's a challenge for that. It's a challenge just to kind of make you know, the everyday dollar stretch in order to meet basic needs.
I'm also thinking about the small businesses that are trying to rebound from the pandemic. You know, and how, even if they have a space downtown, maybe they don't have a physical space, maybe they're having supply chain issues. Are you working, or do you work with any small businesses or local businesses that are having particular challenges?
No, we're hearing about it in the sense of we get a number of people who come through both our workforce and our housing programs who are entrepreneurial in mind, and we're able to help them sometimes by setting up an IDA, which is an individual development account, where we're able to, we have a local partner bank, Bremer Bank, that matches every dollar that they put into it up to, I think it's about $1,500 that they match going into these programs, and they can set aside their money specifically for to start a small business or to go back to school or for, you know, sort of for a car that they need to be able to get to work. But a lot of people are coming to us who are entrepreneurs, who have entrepreneurial interests, who are discouraged now by, you know, by the price of things, the way the inflation is being able to eat up their capacity, eat up their savings and their investments right now. And it's a challenge. We also work with a terrific other nonprofits like NEON, the Northside Economic Opportunity Network, and NIDA, which do a lot of direct work with business people, with entrepreneurs.
Hey, Stephen, I'm just curious, how are you handling COVID? It seemed like, you know, blink of an eye, now suddenly the pandemic is over, or we're not talking about it. And certainly it has faded rapidly. The latest variant, Omicron, there's still concern what's happening in China and Europe and elsewhere. I think we're going to be living with this, obviously, for a long time to come. But how are you handling it in terms of masking? Are you eating indoors at restaurants? Has your behavior changed in the last few weeks? Just curious.
Yeah, it's been, you know, I'm a reluctant, so I'm an introvert to begin with, and so I'm perfectly fine in my bubble, in my shell. But, you know, the world seems to be opening up. The Urban League is planning to open up our offices again beginning on the 1st of May. We've already begun slowly doing some events and activities there, but we'll be opened up more formally in the 1st of May. I personally have started taking lunch meetings and breakfast meetings and, you know, a few direct meetings. I'm still reluctant to do that. I'm still masking, but I'm going and walking into a lot of rooms with my mask on, where I'm the only one who's wearing a mask.
Uh-huh, and that's right. Mm-hmm.
And, but that's okay. I can live with that. And I mean, that's a pun intended. I can live with wearing a mask, even if others are not doing it.
Stephen, before we let you go, any thoughts on the ongoing teacher strike? You know, the Minneapolis Public Schools said this is our last best offer. The union's like, no thanks. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? And how are you seeing people in the community react to this ongoing
and dealing with this?
Yeah,
feeling like we're between a rock and a hard place. On the one hand, this is terrible optics for the teachers to be striking now. One, when we're coming off of 2 years of pandemic, where you've got the worst educational disparities, worst graduation rates between Blacks and whites in the country. And here they are striking, which feels like you're adding insult to injury in the midst of that. At the same time, part of one of the issues that they're fighting for is for these sort of classroom assistants, these educational assistants, a number of whom are people of color, and we certainly support that. The African-American community in general tends to be pro-labor, And so we certainly support fair, livable wages, but the timing of this thing could not be worse. And we're just feeling kind of two through. We want the adults to figure it out, to go into a room, shut the door, and don't come out until they've got a deal worked out, because it is hurting our kids, and our kids should not be anybody's bargaining chip.
Well said.
That's right.
You you nailed that, as you usually nail just about everything you talk about. Stephen Belton, Urban League, Twin Cities, thank you for your perspective. Be safe out there, and we'll try it again next week.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks so much. Be well.
Thank you.
It's true. We don't want the kids to be a bargaining chip, but they are. And
he's right.
But the teachers need to get what they need. This is the time that they have leverage. And this is we don't want the kids to get hurt, but maybe just a short-term pain can have long-term positive effects if they get the mental help that they need in schools, if they get smaller class sizes. We have to put the children at the top of the list and then negotiate from there. And
hey, I'm pro-teacher. They need to make more money.
I know.
And so do the assistants. But the optics, the timing, I mean, Stephen was right.
I know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.